All right, what's going on, everybody? All right, so it's been a long while. I think on my count, it's been almost a month since I jumped on here, but I will be getting back on regularly. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. Last I left off, banged out a 50K down in Virginia Beach. It was awesome. Nice, good trail. Few snags, a lot of people tripping. The weather was amazing that day. It was like in the 40s, and here I am now in New Jersey. So it's snowing, about to go pick up my son from school. We're gonna hit the Bunny Hill over in Kearney. It's amazing, it's awesome, and hit up a little bit of sledding action. Now, mind you, I was in Miami last week, right? And we were doing an event. So we were at the Miami Heat Arena, got to go to that amazing Knicks Heat game. And it was wild. It was wild. So you think Miami, you think sunshine, beach, right? I was there. It was like 40s, a max of 50s. Actually, the morning I had to leave, and I ended up taking a kickboxing class right there in CKO Miami in Brickell. It was about 70 degrees. I was really upset. All right, not really upset, but I was a little upset. And but here we are. So look, it's a brand new year. It's amazing. It's awesome. You know, at the gym, I talk a lot about goal orientation and staying focused, or at least having something to strive for, right? When we have something to strive for or aim for, and it's a detailed goal, we are more apt to accomplishing it or getting closer to that goal, right? Or in the vicinity of. For example, you know, you've never run before, so you're like, you know, I want to do a race. Great. Awesome. So, you know, sign up for a 5K. Just sign up for it. Don't even think about it. Same deal here. We've got our West Point Half Marathon coming up in March. So any of you that listen or anything that's going on, please join us. It's an amazing time. It's awesome. I love it. If you've never raced before, this is the best way to start. The camaraderie is amazing. Is it super challenging? Absolutely. But you know what? The best things in life are a challenge. So yeah, if you can, West Point Half Marathon, it's towards the end of March. Look it up. It's great. It's awesome. A lot of soldiers out there, and we have a blast. The other thing that's more of a personal goal for me, I'm aiming for that 50 miler in Bear Mountain. So if you know anything about Bear Mountain, it's you know, ski slopes, right? So it's actually gonna be really, really awesome. I'm looking forward to that. It's 50 miles. You could choose between a whole bunch of different races, but I need to bang out a 50 mile early this year, because one of my other goals is, our physical activity goals rather, is also completing 100K before the end of this year. Totally doable, totally attainable. If you ever want to know how, I mean, I'll kind of fill you in as you listen here. You know, how do we do this? How do we stay active? You know, how do we accomplish these kinds of feats? And mind you, I've never run a marathon before, okay? Can I throw that perspective out there? I've never run a marathon. I think the longest distance I've run officially on the road has been half marathons, and trail running has been a 25K, which is equivalent to about 16 miles. But that one was really good because it had a lot of ups and downs. It was a lot of elevation gain. I think it had about 3,500 feet elevation gain. Shout out to Todd on his races. They're awesome. I love them. They're great. But here we are, you know, what am I doing with my in-between time? Like I said, I'm going to go sledding right now. You know, my legs get destroyed after going up and down that hill. And since my son always asks me to drag him up, and mind you, he's almost 11. So the task gets harder and harder every year. But, you know, I'll carry that boy and bring him up the hill until he's like 18 or something, or until I'm not capable anymore. So hopefully he does the same for me when I get older. Nonetheless, guys, I'll try to jump back on here regularly. All right, took a little bit of a break there with the holiday season. You know how it is. You know, sometimes I curb our social media, and I just really take time to focus on me, my family, my friends, and you know, that's just as important, just as amazing. And I love this platform because it's just a very amazing way. I actually find it very therapeutic to share. So I try to share with people on a personal basis very often. And I love doing this. I think it's amazing. I think it's great to get things off your chest, out of your mind, and out into the world, and help realize some dreams, goals, and if anything, gain new perspective, right? Not everyone's gonna agree with you on everything, and that's totally fine, that's totally cool. But at the end of the day, you know, if your mission is helping others, then, you know, you really can't do wrong there, right? Thanks so much, guys. Look forward to talking to you soon, and have an awesome day. Peace.